All right, well, welcome to the webinar for forecasting here for July 6th, the week of July 6th. You'll notice that we're not calling it MI anymore. That's because we've went through and we've rebranded it forecasting. And this webinar now is going to focus on biofuels, fats and oils, and veg oils when it pertains to forecasting. And so you'll see we have a whole new format. We have our charts over here on the right-hand side, so they're really easy to find. You can navigate to any one of these sections to get to where you need to go. Today, we're going to be focusing on the fats and oils section, and we have Ryan here to take us through what his insights are for this week. So with that, Ryan, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, thanks, George. Good afternoon, everyone, morning, depending on where you are. I hope everybody had a fun and safe holiday weekend. Just jumping right into it, we're looking and focusing on distillers corn oil this week. What we've seen over the last month and through June is an increase in production after those mid-April to mid-May lows. Production is up to about 80% of the previous year's production. This was from last week's EIA report, and that's up from 55% during that mid-April to mid-May period. With the increased production, so has come the increased supply into the market at a time where demand has started to back off, and as a result, we've seen prices come off. We're continuing to forecast these lower prices here in the near term through July and into August. I think we'll see prices start to pick up a little bit in that August window, but tentatively so. We're seeing some potential downtime from a large renewable fuel player in September. Seems like a lot of their August and September purchasing is already taken care of. So there's a lot of room for extra material to flow into the market and keep these prices under pressure. With that said, soybean oil has been strong as of late, and currently prices are about two-thirds the price of soybean oil. That's well below the prior 3- and 5-year averages when looking at relative prices. And as a result, demand should peak. You look at the corn oil market, and demand is pretty much split into renewable fuels and the all-veg feed sector. At present, there's a lot of birds going through the production process, and sellers are catching up with a little bit of a backlog. But once the normalized feed production schedules start up again, we anticipate a big increase in demand from the all-veg sector. And with biofuels, with that favorable price relative to soybean oil, particularly when it comes to California and the low CI score, we are anticipating a pickup in demand from the biodiesel and the renewable diesel sector as well, both in the United States and abroad for renewable diesel production. And with that, I'm open to any questions. That was a pretty quick run through on the DCO market. As George said, we're doing forecasting on all now. So if there's any questions on tallow, choice white, DCO, used cooking oil, anything, please fire away.
Okay. Ryan, we do have a question. Are you seeing improved supply of UCO?
Yeah, with the restaurants, I mean, it's up and down. It just depends on where it is. You know, with the restaurants and municipalities reopening and more people kind of venturing out, there has been an increase. I mean, there's even been pockets of increase where sellers are meeting their obligation of rail cars sold ahead. And so they're seeing, 3 to 5 truckload trades of used cooking oil at discounted prices. But with, Texas and Arizona seeing some rise in COVID cases, restaurants are starting to slow down and shut down, and we're anticipating further, reconstriction of supply in those markets. And that leads me to a point on the distillers corn oil market as well. I think something that we'll see across all low CI markets in the near term is the availability of small volume material, say 2, 3, 4, 5 truckload sales, done at low prices, maybe a penny or two discount to the bulk of trading, for buyers that are able to get in and pick that material up within a 24-hour period with their own trucks. So if you have logistical flexibility, there is going to be opportunities to take advantage of distressed material or quick ship material in the near future, as not just ethanol plants, but hog and cattle and poultry production facilities struggle with uncertainty as to how many workers they're going to have on a day-to-day basis, and in turn how much output there's going to be on a day-to-day basis. I think sellers are erring on the side of being conservative right now, not getting too far ahead and then trying to catch up in a short market. Instead, they're limiting how far ahead they're getting. The volume is selling ahead, and that's creating the opportunity for near-term quick ship availability.
All right. Thorough answer, Ryan. Another question we have here, and I will, again, ask the audience, if you have questions, please drop them in the Q&A. I got this one last one in the queue. What has caused the BFT price to increase over the last week?
I think supply and demand have just gotten back into balance. You know, prices were very low at 21, 22 cents Chicago basis. Feed, that's very, very well valued for feed. Anybody who can use it in renewable fuel applications, whether California or and anywhere else, you know, it's got a good CI score, and so it's a favorable product. It's BFT tends to be one of the lower metal, cleaner use fuel or feedstocks, so that's seen some demand. And the same thing with export; it's very well valued at that price versus palm. And so I think sellers were seeing prices outside of the Chicago market above, you know, that 21, 22 cents, and buyers have had to come up to meet the seller's expectations. I think we'll continue to see that market gain in price modestly over the next 4 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. We have another question here for you. Where do you see edible lard and tallow going?
I think edible tallow is going to come off. I mean, there still seems to be some pretty good demand there. We've seen light volume at steady prices with lard. But with the increased production, I think we're going to start to see some loosening in that market. There's a wide spread between tech tallow and edible tallow as well. So I think we'll see edible tallow come off for the next trading position.
Okay. Well, Ryan, that's all the questions I have from the audience. Thank you so much for taking the time to go through this and show off the forecasting for this week.
Yeah, look forward to doing it, you know, week after week. And stay tuned. Don't hesitate for anybody else to ask questions. If you're picking this up on a recording or you remember something that you forgot to ask, just to reach out to me directly. Be happy to help anybody.
I'll also mention too, while we have it up, if you have questions, you can go ahead and drop your questions in here while you're reading the report, and we can get to them after the webinar or before the webinar, whenever we see the questions come in there. So thank you everybody for attending the call, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks everyone.